This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. The New York Giants have crushed the Green Bay Packers' playoff dreams twice in recent seasons. In the 2007 and 2011 seasons, the Giants beat the Packers at Lambeau Field with quarterback Eli Manning at the helm. This Sunday, Green Bay will once again face Manning and company at Lambeau in the playoffs wildcard round. So what's different this time around? Michael Cohen is a Packers beat reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He says there is a major distinction between this year and past seasons.
Well, the big difference would be the head coach of the New York Giants. For the last two games that you mentioned, in 2007 and 2011, they had Tom Coughlin, who won a pair of Super Bowls with the New York Giants. Coughlin was let go at the end of last season, and he was replaced by Ben McAdoo, who used to be an assistant coach with the Packers for a number of years here, and most recently served as the quarterback's coach for Aaron Rodgers prior to accepting the Giants' job. This is Ben's first year in New York, and he's got them with an 11-5 record, so he's probably going to be considered a candidate for Coach of the Year. He might not win, but he's certainly going to be in the top five there. So basically what that amounts to is a lot of familiarity between these two teams, because Mike McCarthy knows everything about Ben McAdoo, and Ben McAdoo knows everything about Mike McCarthy because they worked together for so long. So that's sort of the interesting subplot to this game, and one that carries over from their first matchup earlier in the season.
Interesting. So on the offense, you wrote this week that Aaron Rodgers may be having one of the best years of his career. You referred to his playing as wizardry. And the Packers running game is obviously looking quite strong. What more do you have to say about the team's offense going into the game?
Well, I think it's on fire right now. That's the easiest way to put it. You know, you go back to the middle of the season and they looked completely lost. And then over the final six games, I think you could argue that there's nobody in the league that really wants to play them right now, with how well they're performing, how well they're executing, and how dangerous Aaron Rodgers is at the quarterback position. What he's done over the last 6 weeks is particularly impressive, because in addition to all the touchdown passes, all the yards, all that kind of stuff, he's protecting the football very well. He hasn't thrown an interception during this winning streak. He hasn't fumbled, and basically all that ball security has translated to the Packers winning the turnover battle. And that's one of the real bedrocks of Mike McCarthy's program here, is that you have to win the turnover battle. And over the last six games, they've been tremendous in that regard. And if they can continue to do that this weekend, then they have a really good chance of moving forward in the playoffs, because anytime that you're forcing turnovers without giving away the ball yourself, you're just giving your offense more chances on the field. And with a guy like Aaron Rodgers playing the way he is, the more chances, the better.
What about on the defensive side? Do you think that the Packers defense is ready to take on the Giants? I mean, especially when it comes to covering players like Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr.?
Well, that's really the question. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. How do they cover Odell Beckham Jr.? And it's not necessarily just a pure schematic question of how do you cover him from an X's and O's standpoint. It's a matter of who's going to be healthy this week, because the cornerback position has been hit harder by injuries than any other position on the team. And in the game against Detroit this past weekend, when the Packers won the NFC North, they had three cornerbacks drop out due to injury. One, Quentin Rollins, had to spend the night in the hospital because of a head and neck injury, and he's now in the concussion protocol. Another, Mackinton Dorlient, was carted off, and he has since been placed on injured reserve, ending his season due to a knee injury. And then Demarius Randle, the first-round pick from last year, and probably you could argue the most important of those three players, he was in and out of the lineup with a knee injury, and he practiced a little bit yesterday, so it looks like he's probably going to be okay for this week. But even he is playing through a lot of different injuries right now. He's had groin surgery, he's had a shoulder problem, and now he has a knee issue, so he's pretty banged up. And you look at those three guys, two of them are very unlikely to play this weekend. You know, one of them is out for the year, and then Quentin Rollins is still in the concussion protocol, as I mentioned. So they're very thin at the cornerback position, and you're talking about trying to stop one of the best receivers in the league, Odell Beckham, with probably the guy that started as your fourth string cornerback, and then a couple other mixed parts in there that they're going to have to cobble together essentially over the rest of this week. So not only can they stop Odell Beckham from a pure coverage standpoint, but then who are they going to have to try and stop him? That's really the big storyline this week.
Mm. And then do you have any other injury updates for us? Any sense as to whether, you know, other players like Randall Cobb will be on the field?
It looks like Randall Cobb's probably going to be able to play. He's been bothered by that ankle issue for the last couple weeks now, and they've really had two different approaches to trying to get him back on the field. 2 weeks ago, they had him practice a little bit in hopes of maybe seeing what that ankle could do and perhaps progressing it over the course of the week. And then he was unable to play in the penultimate game of the season against the Minnesota Vikings. So in between the Vikings game and the Lions game, they didn't practice him at all. And they thought, okay, it didn't work when he practiced, so let's try and rest him this week and see if that gets him ready for Sunday. But Cobb obviously wasn't able to play Sunday either. But he was in practice yesterday. He looked pretty good moving around. He was out there with the first team offense. And I'd be really surprised if he doesn't at least give it a shot this weekend. Whether or not he can play all four quarters or whether or not he's really effective is yet to be seen, but I'd be surprised if he doesn't give it a go this weekend.
I want to ask you a question about Coach Mike McCarthy. He told one of your colleagues this week that he's, quote, energized to maybe make this our best year. Is that the sentiment among the Packers coaching staff?
You know, I think that it's hard to say, because I think for a coaching staff and a program that has won a Super Bowl in, you know, the fairly recent past, that's obviously going to be remembered as their best season because they reached the pinnacle of the sport. And when the Packers did win their Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, it was really they went on a run that wasn't necessarily expected due to the number of injuries, due to their seed in the playoffs. You know, they had to win a number of games on the road. And so now you look at this year, and, you know, I think there's a tendency to say that this could be the best season simply because of what they've overcome. And I think that could be true. I really do. You know, you look at where they were at 4-6 and basically written off by a lot of people, you know, myself included. I thought if they had lost one more game, their season was going to be over. And instead, they righted the ship. They won 6 in a row, and here they are. So when you look at all the factors that go into this season, whether it's the injuries to key players like running back Eddie Lacy or cornerback Sam Shields, you look at being 2 games below .500, you look at all the injuries at the cornerback position, and then all of a sudden you rip off all these wins. If they were to go on and really take this all the way to the Super Bowl and win that many games in a row, I think you could argue that this might even be a little bit of a better achievement than their last Super Bowl. So in that regard, maybe it will be their best season ever, and I think that's probably the mindset they want their players to have going into this playoff stretch. Think, okay, let's try and make something really, really special. We're partway there. Let's not drop out now and leave something unfinished. Let's put our noses to the grindstone and see if we can make this one of the best stories, you know, in franchise history.
Oh, man. So, okay, I want to ask you about the fans. I think you and I can both probably agree that Packer fans are spoiled. The team's made the playoffs 8 years in a row. Do you think, like, fans ever need a reminder that the fact that the Packers have once again made the playoffs, that is kind of a special occasion? I mean, there are plenty of teams out there that haven't made the playoffs in years.
Yeah, you know, and I think it even goes to a little bit of a bigger picture. You know, I was riding back from the airport a couple of weeks ago, and I took an Uber home, and the Uber driver was this big Packers fan. So when he asked me what I did for a living, we started talking about the team, and he was probably in his 50s or so, and he was saying, man, you know, all these fans now, the only thing that fans your age, you know, and I'm only 26, he said, you guys only know Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. You don't remember the 70s and the 80s when the Packers were absolutely horrendous and just were bad year after year after year. And so I think, you know, not only have they made the playoffs 8 years in a row, and so to miss it 1 year would not be the end of the world, I think it's the bigger picture that whenever Aaron Rodgers is done with this team, whether he retires or moves on to another franchise, whatever the case may be, there's no guarantee that you're going to have a third consecutive transcendent quarterback. And as you see around the league with teams everywhere, there's franchises that can't find a quarterback for a span of 15 years. They just can't find the right guy. And so to me, that's the bigger picture, is whenever Aaron Rodgers is done, there's no guarantee that the next quarterback is going to be able to sustain the level of success that Favre and Rodgers did. So enjoy it while you can, because it's certainly not guaranteed.
Embrace the moment. Michael,
pretty much, exactly.
Is there anything else, Michael, that you want to talk about in regards to this weekend's game or even just the season overall?
You know, the last thing I'll say is that, you know, for fans that look back at the game between these two teams in week 5 when the Packers won, you know, I do think there are some valuable elements that can be taken out of that. But this isn't a situation where it's a pure rematch in terms of the same teams that lined up in week 5 are now going to be on the field in the playoffs, because the Giants were without a number of key players due to injuries. The Packers had a lot more of their key guys at that point and have since lost them. So the teams are totally different than what they looked like on the field, you know, back in early October. And so My advice would be not to look too much into the previous matchup and instead look at the way these teams have played down the stretch. The Packers have been tremendous on offense and they've been good enough on defense, and the Giants have been tremendous on defense and good enough on offense. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this plays out, because with so much distance between their previous matchup and now, they're not even really the same teams anymore. And going by the last six games when both of these teams have been on mini hot streaks, that's what you need to look at when comparing them for Sunday's game.
Michael Cohen is a Packers beat reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The Packers face the Giants in their first playoff game this season on Sunday at Lambeau Field. Kickoff is at 3:40.